Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Three reasons why winning the gold again feels so good. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. USA Basketball and its players, coaches, and staff have to feel great about overcoming the odds to win America's fourth straight gold medal. The team was hampered by the NBA playoffs ending later this year and COVID issues that cost them star Bradley Beal. Despite the USA's mounting competition from foreign basketball powers, this is where the gold medal belongs. Only twice have we not come home winners. 1972, when a crooked clock operator gave the Russians three chances to sink the winning shot, and they finally did. And in 2004, the thrown-together and unprepared team lost to Argentina, which spurred the reorganization of USA Basketball. Second, there seems no bigger victory for the players who achieve it. Even superstar Kevin Durant, already being called the world's greatest player, said this was different than an NBA title or MVP award. He and Carmelo Anthony are the first to win three gold medals in basketball. The other players now know about representing something way bigger than themselves or their pro teams. Nothing will ever compare to winning it for $300 million back home in a divided USA. Three, the most pressure was on Greg Popovich, who at 71 finally got his chance to coach the Olympics. He say felt it 3 years ago when Mike Krzyzewski finally gave up the job after three straight summer games, and Popovich, who has five NBA titles, knew his professional record would pale compared to a loss in Tokyo. USA Basketball Managing Director Jerry Colangelo said he was sweating out every minute of the five-point finals win over France, which had beaten the Americans earlier. Colangelo, who is 81, said he was stepping down before the games began, and he didn't want to go out with an embarrassing loss on what is still a perfect 4-0 record. I was particularly happy we pulled it out because a lot of people would have said a loss would be because Coach K wasn't there. Compared to the dream team as he had in Beijing, Rio, and London, this group had a much tougher task, and Pop deserves major props. This is Archansky. See ya.